Because of the funeral, all three members of Alaska's congressional delegation are in Anchorage. At noon, they spoke to the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce on the impact of energy and environmental issues facing Alaska. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Senator Lisa Murkowski spoke first. The senior Republican member of the Senate's Energy and Resources Committee depicted an Alaskan economy under siege by Washington.
It's not so easy to just focus on one front. We're not just talking about whether or not ANWR becomes a wilderness area. We're not just talking about the threats that our oil and gas industry face. There are multiple fronts.
Murkowski attacked the Fish and Wildlife Service's study to determine if ANWR should become permanently set aside from any development, an action she described as a congressional prerogative. Murkowski, who has sought to restrict the Environmental Protection Agency's regulatory powers, cited EPA and the Fish and Wildlife Service's action against ConocoPhillips development plans because of concerns over river disruptions, EPA's increased restrictions over pre-existing lead paint, its proposed restrictions on lead in aviation fuel, and EPA's efforts to tighten ozone air standards. She's seeking Senate disapproval of the EPA and its power to regulate greenhouse gas sources. Senator Mark Begich was asked if he supported Murkowski's proposal. He described it as too narrow, saying what's needed is a total energy plan that includes greenhouse gas concerns. Begich says one of the biggest problems the Alaska delegation faces in Washington is that there is so little understanding of how Alaska is different, not only in development challenges, but in expertise. However, he says there are some glimmers of change.
You know, after years of delay by the Interior Department, Shell was able to receive its exploration plans for oil and gas development on Alaska Northern Coast. The EPA also granted the draft air permit for them to move forward. And following the tragic oil spill in the Gulf, Interior has asked Shell to reaffirm its safety procedures and equipment, which I think is prudent, and they're doing a good job in laying that out. But again, it's an effort to show that we can do this development the right way up here. We've done it. We've worked in extreme conditions and have had OCS for many years.
OCS stands for Outer Continental Shelf and is part of the mechanism for regulating offshore drilling. Congressman Don Young says the country needs to temper its immediate reaction to the Gulf Coast oil spill.
We ought to take the time to find out what happened and address that issue so it won't occur again. But 34% of our oil consumption comes from the Gulf of Mexico. 200,000 high-paying jobs are in the Gulf.
Young says offshore oil development needs to move forward in Alaska.
Is it fail-safe? No. I'll be the first one to tell you that. Is it safe? I believe it is.
As an added protection, Murkowski and Begich are co-sponsoring a liability fund increase.
Mark and I have introduced legislation that would bulk up the oil spill liability trust fund. There's $1.6 billion in the trust fund now that needs to be increased. We put in a measure that would increase that to a $10 billion fund. We know that that money needs to be in there.
Other members of Congress say, given the extensive costs of the BP rig collapse and spill, the existing liability fund needs to be raised up to $70 billion. Murkowski told the chamber audience that would work against smaller domestic oil and gas developers wanting to operate in Alaska. Congressman Young also decried what he called inadequate science, creating endangered species rulings that impact Alaskan development.
I'm introducing the bill, now listen to this very closely, to take the polar bear off the threatened species list because their habitat has in fact increased. There's more habitat now in the last 54 years than ice has come back. They put it on because they lost the habitat. It may not go anywhere, but it'll start the subject of talking about facts and science.
Young also spoke against the federal designation of the Cook Inlet beluga as endangered and the resulting costs incurred by the Port of Anchorage. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.